KFWB News Talk 980. Welcome back to Unfinished Business. We're talking about crowdfunding and how to creatively fund companies, startups, or companies that are well underway or even a longtime brand. And we're about to explore more of that, Renee.
That's right. You know, Betsy, you and I were talking before the break about how we funded our own companies. I used a home equity loan and credit cards like you did. And I had families that would invest in me. But now that the internet's here and in such an active way, we know about Kickstarter. We talked about Circle Up. People can use their web presence as a way to share their story and really reach people across the world. And it never even occurred to me that other people besides my friends and family would be that interested in investing. So I admire people who think beyond and are really maximizing the use of the web.
Well, and like we said, when we started our companies, there wasn't the internet, so there was no opportunity like this. But companies are now doing crowdfunding, and that is getting money from outsiders and investors they don't know in droves, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like a great new way, and there's different ways in. The gentleman we're going to talk to next has a luxury product, and instead of using a crowdfunding source, he used his website, and so we'll learn how you can use that. His name is Thomas Steineman. He's the CEO and owner of Dubois et Fils, which means Dubois and Sons, and it's actually a very old brand that he's bringing back to the marketplace.
We should add that we're not talking to Thomas when he's in Switzerland at the moment. We're talking to him here in Los Angeles, where he is here to promote his brand. Tell us, if you would, more about the crowdfunding that you did, Thomas, and what made you decide to raise money this way. What were you trying to accomplish?
So, you know, if you are relaunching a luxury brand, it's an expensive product, and the day is coming where you start to or need to think about how you finance the project. To use the banks today and investors, private equity is quite difficult. So I jumped on an article, a report about the crowdfunding, and start to make a study. How can you use crowdfunding for a luxury brand? Because the luxury business is not existing in the crowdfunding. So what we made is we developed a project and said we need to make to use the investors in the long term, and we made a share capital increase and offered the share on our own web page. We didn't use one of the existing crowdfunding platforms. But we gave everybody the possibility to be an owner of the oldest Swiss watch factory.
So, Thomas, let's talk about that process itself. So you set a value, I think, to the company and an amount of capital that you wish to obtain. Mm-hmm. And you put that information on the website. How did you disseminate it and get it to people? How did people learn about it? Because, you know, you can build a website, but nobody will come. How did you encourage or market what you were doing?
You know, first of all, I think it's very important that you are very transparent with your company. You need to give all the financial numbers to the people so that you are transparent and the people can learn and understand what the financial situation is of your company. And because it's for sure always difficult, the company is not in a good financial situation. That's why you need capital. So you need to tell the truth to the people who you want that they invest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's an important part. And we did this all on our webpage. So you get all the financial information on our webpage. And the most difficult thing is how you get the traffic on your own webpage.
Of course, right.
Know about that there is a possibility to invest. What we did is we did a lot of PR work and discussions with newspapers, with magazines, with watch bloggers, and we told them what we are doing. And because the project was so unique and innovative, that they all made reports, and this was really helpful to get the traffic on our own webpage.
Well, how did it then work logistically? If someone were interested and they were on your website, did they fill in their information and you or someone else contacted them to close the arrangement with them and the investment? Or did you ever talk to them, or did they simply apply to you through the website only?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing you need to be aware of. Our target was to raise 1.5 million Swiss francs, and the minimum investment we offered was 500 Swiss francs. So it could be possible that finally we get 3,000 shareholders if all of them invest only the minimum. So how can you handle 3,000 investors in maybe in such a short term? So we developed a new system on our webpage where the subscription and everything was done on an electronic way. So the people came on our webpage when they were interested. They fill out the subscription form, and all the data were going directly into a database of our shareholder book. So that was, since we did the project, we never printed one document. It was everything is done in an electronic.
That's wonderful. I mean, very green way to do it. Now, a couple of things I want to cover, Thomas. You raised $1.5 million. You did it in a five-month period. How many investors did you have to get to that $1.5 million?
So we had 600 investors from 21 different countries. They came from Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, Middle East, to Europe, South America, and Canada. At this time, we couldn't use the American market because of the strong law in the U.S.
Interesting. Okay. At that time. Now,
can you now? Can the U.S.?
Yes. Now, since September last year, they changed the rules, and that's the reason why we are now very active in the U.S. So it's possible to sell shares to U.S. people at this time.
So are you looking for investors at this point in time for a
Jubilee? Yeah, we are launching a special project, and we are offering currently to U.S. person 99 share packages only. So only 99 people from U.S. can become a shareholder, and everything is done again by our own webpage, and the subscription form is on, so everybody can see the financial numbers and the information they need.
Fascinating. What's the website?
The website is DUBOISFILS.
Dubois Fils. Right, mm-hmm. And Fils means sons in French, of course. Now, just to track back a little bit, you also had a very positive experience. I mean, you're known in the industry because you were the brains behind the Fossil watch rebranding and success. Is that right?
Yeah, I started to work with Fossil in 87 when they were really a small company and not international. And I started to build up their business in Europe, and I worked for more than 20 years for an American watch company. Funny, as a Swiss guy, but I had a great time with them, and I saw the whole growth of this amazing company.
Mm-hmm. So you've had that track record. We talked earlier in our show about how important it is to have a track record, and you have a well-known name in the watch business. But it would seem that how did you qualify to make sure that that people who said they wanted to invest in you were real, authentic investors? And then, of course, you know, this sounds like something that just anybody put up a website and tried to secure some money from investors, it might not be legal. I don't mean legal in the sense of unlawful. I mean legal in the sense of are they really sending their money to a true company or to some, underworld?
Could be a shady operation.
Yeah, operation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, that was always a little bit of discussion, you know. I could take the $1.5 million and go to the Maldives and say bye-bye.
So, right.
But that was the good thing because we did a share capital increase, and all the money must be paid to a share capital increase account, which is locked until the lawyers confirmed that the share capital increase is done. So that was one reason. And the question is as well how you treat the interested people. You need to go in a very close relationship immediately. If they have questions, you need to take these questions serious and you need to answer them. So that was a big part of our success, that we gave them the feeling that they invest in the right company.
So you did that online as well, right?
Yeah,
responding to them. Did you
online? Sometimes people called me, but you know, if they are outside of Switzerland,